With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to attorney and dad, Craig Edwards, Craig T. Edwards on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Craig, welcome to the show. Thanks for sending me the information.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, we know now that a lot of the infrastructure of this, we knew about the march in Washington. That's one thing. People saw the donations and all that. But this mini thing here with the walkout is seen as just completely spontaneous, when the information that I've gathered and you've gathered indicates that the Women's March people are behind this, and you asked the Pembridge School District about some of the language they use in supporting their cause, which you find in their question and answers period. Isn't that the essence of what you sent them?
Well, Pembridge, I sent them the FAQ, the facts for the march, and I asked some questions. They had a meeting last night, which many people attended. Most people, students, parents, were for the march. I was not. There was maybe three or four of us who voiced our opinion otherwise. And the board made the right decision. I think they did a good job of listening to the public. The kids got to say what they wanted. It was just pitiful and shameful to me that most of these children had no clue what the First Amendment meant. What they believe is the First Amendment gives them a right to walk out and have their little time during school hours. They don't get it that the First Amendment allows you to speak freely, not on somebody else's time. You're not afforded an audience. We don't have to listen to you, and we don't have to give you school taxpayer time to do it. They didn't understand that aspect of it. And to this day, I don't think they do, despite my little speech and despite my letter which went to the district. But the board, I think, made the right decision. They're going to have an assembly at Pembridge where they're going to have 1 minute each, a little presentation, like a slideshow of the victims of Parkland, which is perfectly reasonable and understandable. Mm-hmm. It's a sad thing that happened.
So, Craig, let me slow you down there, because that's news to me. So Pembridge is not going to sanction the walkout?
They will not sanction the walkout.
And is there any kind of suspension or detention or anything if you do it?
It is my understanding that the attendance policy will be upheld. I don't speak for the board or the district, but my understanding is that they will be upholding the attendance policy. So if you walk out during school hours, you will be given whatever consequences you would normally get. Because one of my questions was, hey, the next day after the walkout, I'm going to have my three kids that are still at Pembridge, I have one in college and three still in the district, I'm going to have them walk out for a reason that we found on the internet and see what happens. Is that okay?
Well, exactly right. You raised something else here, too, about the education these kids. I'm not blaming the school districts. It's the media. So let's go back to the First Amendment. We know about the Second Amendment, how difficult that is. I think the First Amendment's more troublesome in the way that you talked about, where you have people that think they can just express this whenever they want with no consequence. We know there can't be governmental consequences necessarily. For example, you can shout down a speaker like Craig Edwards if you don't like what he's saying. They think that's a First Amendment right, some of these kids.
It's funny because we got into that a little bit. I got into the Second Amendment. I tried to explain, if you really want to support the First Amendment, that's great. There's one that follows it. Right after, there's the Second Amendment, which wasn't for hunting and it wasn't for self-protection. It was against tyranny. And if you were taught that at the Pembridge District, you would understand why banning guns or restricting guns is not an option. We, the people, were given and charged with the right and the ability to keep our government in check. And in doing so, we have to be armed to the extent that the government is armed. Meaning when they come for us, it might be 20 years, 50 years down the road, we have to be ready. So if you're so up and want to support the First Amendment, I'm with you. I love free speech. It's a wonderful thing. Don't think you can do it on my time or that I have to listen to you. But if you're for the First Amendment, you better jump on board for the Second and knock off this conversation about restricting guns and keeping guns. Because that's what this march is about. out. They try to make it, they want to hide under the umbrella on one hand. Oh, we're just remembering. And then quickly they lash out against guns. Well, which is it? If it's just remembering, then let's not talk about guns.
Well,
but that's
right.
Immediately what they do.
Now, in the FAQ here, you pulled this quote out, and you have to be a very effective attorney with the point you put in here. It's important that we don't overlook the impact of police brutality, militarized policing, or see police in schools as a solution. The United States has exported gun violence through our imperialist foreign policy. These are the people tomorrow that are actually using these kids. I don't want to say as dupes because they're well-meaning. That's too demeaning. But this whole movement has morphed into adults using it for their purposes, some of which are anti-police.
It's absolutely. That's what it is. It even says right in the FAQ that they don't want police in schools. Well, what's your solution? That's my question. You want to march, okay, and you've got all these issues you bring up. I have a real solution. I've offered in a letter to the board, my letter that I sent, a three-page letter. It has a real and legitimate solution. You had a guy on before me who talked about, you know, we want to have the federal government get involved and basically have like another TSA in schools, taking control out of local hands like you and me. And that's a horrible idea because he says if they can't get in, they can't kill people. Well, that's such a farce. The first thing somebody does is pull a fire alarm. All the kids come streaming out of school and you pick them off one by one. The only solution that is cheap and effective is to do what we do in Pennsylvania. I walk around with a handgun in my pocket. When you go into Wawa, people don't generally shoot up Wawas because guess what? There's probably somebody like me there who will return fire. But you go to public school, and what do we say? Hey, kids, we're going to make this a soft target zone. We're going to let all the criminals know that nobody in this entire district has a gun. So if you want to kill people for 5 to 8 minutes, come on in. You get 5-8 minutes for free. And then we're going to hope that the police show up and actually enter the labyrinth of the school and figure out what's going on. The only solution, in my opinion, I know I get worked up, is to let the teachers do what the rest of us do, carry concealed, right? Just 10%.
Well, I would tell you, Craig, I'm with you, except as a former teacher, I might pull rank here a little bit. That's going to be difficult to do on a daily basis. I'm more a fan of people that have office or a place where students can't go. Those might be better to be armed. But if a teacher wants a concealed carry and try that, and they think it wouldn't be uncomfortable and could be effective, I'd be on board with it. I'm just saying, I think as a former teacher, that is something that would take a rare person to do it effectively.
Well, let me ask this then, and I realize it's sensitive. Nobody wants kids and guns mixed together, not even me.
Not for that reason. I'm just saying, Craig, now see, you carry, you said, every day. So I haven't done that. It just seems to me to be, from all my years of teaching on a daily basis, that might be pretty demanding on the teacher. If the person accepts that, I like better the gun safe, the principal, vice principal, janitor even, people trained, mental health. You could have 3 or 4 people that way. We're on board the same thing. I'm just saying, as a practical reason, X number of teachers may not choose to do this.
Well, we don't want to tell them they have to carry. What you do is you say, hey, listen, you're a school administrator, you hunt, or you carry on your personal time. We just want to give you the right to do what you do every
day.
Well,
I'm on board completely with that.
That might only be Senate Bill number 383 is going through the House right now.
Right.
It gives school boards the right to allow, because right now it's against PA law, it gives the school boards the right to allow teachers to do so. And all I'm saying is if 10% of the teachers in my Pennridge district carried and the public knew it, maybe you put a little sign out that says, we carry, you feel lucky, right?
No, you put a big sign outside doing it. I agree with you.
Thank you. Then the deterrent effect would mean you probably would never have to use the weapons.
Exactly.
But if you did have to use it, the janitor who's sitting in the corner with no way to defend anybody or the school administrator might have the chance to save lives. That's all we're saying is give them a chance. We have the chance. I'm given the right to carry in Pennsylvania. Why, when I go to a volleyball game at Penn Ridge, do I have to leave my weapon in my office and expose myself and all the kids there to a potential attack? Why do we do that to these kids?
Exactly. Well, I'm glad Penn Ridge saw it this way, and I'm glad they're doing the right thing. They're remembering tomorrow, but they're doing it in the appropriate manner. Craig, to be continued. Thank you. Thanks for the information you sent me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.